Now, coming up to the end of June, and a welcome for Nevin, because I just like doing it.
Where has the month gone?
Where have the weeks passed us by?
Incredible.
So now, good morning, my friend.
How are you?
Welcome.
You're
back.
Looking well.
Good. And you too. Weight is falling off both of us. So, what are you thinking of doing today?
It's the end of June. The first summer barbecues, I suppose. You're a bit late with these, but you know, they're just two ideas. So, kofta kebabs, which is using some lovely minced lamb. We're going to talk about that in a minute, getting lovely flavour in there. And then some barbecue mackerel. Mackerel is so plentiful and full of flavour, and one of the easiest fish to cook and catch, actually, too. Me and my son go down to Mullaghmore, which is about 45 minutes from where we live, and we'd often go out in a boat. There's a man there, Declan, we go out and we catch mackerel, and they're gorgeous. And I've actually only got into mackerel in the last few years.
Really?
True for which, you know, yeah, to be honest, I think they're beautiful fish.
And because of this strong experience?
Yeah, well, a bit of that too, and also they're very healthy and easy to cook, and I like the flavour of them. Something that's really, really kind of growing on me, you know.
That's interesting.
They're a lovely fish that they are.
Okay, well, listen, do you want to start with the kebabs?
Yeah, we'll start with them because they're easy to
explain. Explain kofta.
It's kofta. So kofta is just like a minced lamb. So, yes. So it's Middle Eastern, this recipe, there's cumin in it. We're using some lamb neck fillet, but you can just do this with minced lamb. Now, if you don't like minced lamb, you can use some minced turkey, you can use minced chicken and minced beef. So you can do whatever. You don't have to get minced lamb.
Okay.
Remember a few weeks ago we spoke about the Connemara Hill Mountain lamb? Mm. Well, they do the minced lamb, which is really good, and I'd recommend trying this here.
Okay.
So it's a pound of that, and it's about 125 grams of trimmed lamb neck fillet, finely chopped. Now, what that does, that gives the most incredible texture and moisture. So it's this part of the neck of the lamb, so it is. But if you can't...
Nevin just put his hand on the back of his head,
I know,
by the way.
I'm sorry.
To touch his neck.
As if everyone could see me.
No, but I just...
But Marty, don't go killing yourself looking for this, because if you just use the minced lamb, it's going to work beautiful. One onion finely chopped. So that's a regular onion, but you can use red onion. One clove of garlic, which is crushed. And then into that, the cumin. The cumin, which is a great spice. One teaspoonful of that. Now, what I've said in the recipe, good pinch of chili flakes. So that's optional. There's a bit of heat in them, so be careful. And then lots of fresh parsley.
Oh, lovely.
So you make the koftas, you place everything in the bowl. You can do this in the food processor. If you do it in the food processor, you break down the texture, so that's really important. So you mix it all together.
So which are you saying?
I think do it by hand.
I think do it by hand.
Get your hands in there into a bowl, a glass bowl, a Pyrex bowl, and then you shape it into four large sausages, for the want of a better word. Put them onto a soaked wooden skewer or a metal skewer, and that are about 25 centimetres long. So to cook the koftas under on the barbecue or under the grill, you don't have to use the barbecue, medium heat, cast iron griddle also works well, and it takes about 15 minutes to cook them. Now that really depends on any of them.
Okay.
Just once they're cooked through. Good question.
Yeah.
Because what you want is that there's no sign of pink, that it's totally cooked through, especially with lamb mince or any kind of mince in particular. You turn it regularly, so if you don't turn it regularly, it's going to cook on one side, so you keep every maybe 2 or 3 minutes turn it. So why do we soak the wooden skewers? We soak them because it keeps them really moist and will keep the meat moist. And with this, we're just going to serve a salad, and in the salad I've recommended one carrot, which is grated, white beans, which are drained, so a can of white beans, haricot beans are lovely, or butter beans, they're lovely and creamy.
They're
already cooked, rinse them out, put them into a bowl, baby gem salad, and that's the little baby cos, which is gorgeous, trimmed and shredded, and then into that a little bit of chilli. Now, this is optional because you have chilli in the lamb, you have chilli in this, so just... Go easy.
Yes.
Just go easy so you can. Good squeeze of lemon juice, a little bit of olive oil, and you mix that all together and just serve it with that. Traditionally, it's served with a wedge of lemon just beside the koftas, but they work really,
really
well.
Sounds really nice. I like that.
Well, it's just very aromatic with the cumin.
Different too.
The chilli, a little bit different. You can make them ahead, and again, you can experiment with beef mince and chicken mince and turkey mince, which is delicious. So it is
okay, that's the kofta kebab.
Very lean.
Now, you're on to your fish.
The owl mackerel.
This is the owl mackerel.
So four large, fresh mackerel fillets.
How successful are you with the fishing?
No comment. Moving on.
Okay, fair enough. My poor father, late father, used to go fishing. I don't think he ever caught anything.
Do you know what?
He brought a fish home once, but I think he bought it in a shop.
Bless.
But he didn't, but he loved it. He loved the idea of fishing.
Well, it's so healthy, and with me and Connor, like, and even Lucia goes out when we catch little crabs, tiny wee crab, brown crab, just on Mullaghmore, there's a wee pair there, and it's just lovely.
Right.
It's a great thing to do. When you go out with Declan, you're more or less guaranteed to catch something because he knows where to go.
Yeah.
So,
but that's your main one.
I wouldn't be able to supply the restaurant.
No, but this is what I was coming to.
I just want to go. comment on that.
This is your new thing.
So, Marty, it's trimmed and pin-boned, and that means the bones are removed. And this is such a simple recipe. So for the dressing, first of all, we'll talk about that, and then we'll come back to cooking the mackerel, because it cooks really, really fast. So the dressing is gherkins. Now, gherkins I could take or leave. I'm going to be absolutely honest with you. Drained and finely chopped. But what they add to this is tartness and really, really punchy, really, really a lot of flavour. Yogurt, a little bit of chopped mint in this. We also have ground cumin, and then we have some lemon juice, and you can put lemon zest. Again, a little touch of chilli. So you can leave out the gherkins in this if you want to. It's like... what do you call it? A tartar sauce. Similar to that. And again, I like tartar sauce. It wouldn't be one of my favourite sauces, but maybe it's just the gherkin thing for me too. They add lovely acidity and they give great freshness to the dough. So this dressing you can throw into the food processor, you can blend it all up, or you can chop it and do it by hand. You're going to have a really, really different texture with that. The green chilli is obviously optional. And this could make a lovely dressing for a burger too, I forgot to say that. So this will keep in your fridge for up to a week. So now for cooking...
The mackerel won't.
No, it definitely won't. You're right. Yeah, it needs to be fresh and it needs to be cooked really, really quickly. Well done.
How quick? An hour?
Well, just the fresher the better, the safer mackerel, as you know. Yeah. And when they're lovely and shiny and you get your fishmonger to fillet it, like this is lovely done whole, the mackerel. Once it's gutted, it's lovely. Then you have the bones to deal with, and not everyone, it can put people off.
Yeah, that put me off for years.
Well, it does put a lot of people off, and I'm not going to lie to you. So go to your fishmonger.
You don't get a bone in a fish finger.
You're right.
In fairness.
You're right, you don't.
Anyway.
So brush the mackerel fillets with a little bit of oil, and then on the barbecue or the griddle, what you're going to do is flesh side down, so not skin side down. You're going to cook it for a few minutes until it's crisp and golden brown, and then you flip it over like the likes of a fish slice will flip it over. Cook it for another couple of minutes. That takes about maybe 5-6 minutes to cook through. It's filleted, so it's going to cook much faster. And then what you do is just a little squeeze of lemon juice, and then you serve that on the baguette. So a little bit of toasted baguette, a little bit of salad, some vine-ripened tomato. So you smear over that lovely dressing we spoke about with the yogurt and the cumin. I did mention that. And then you have your mackerel, your lovely salad, and it's like a sandwich. So it is, but it is absolutely delicious. And even if you were stuck for time, just for your listeners, you could do this with some lovely smoked salmon. Obviously, you wouldn't have put in the smoked salmon.
How long did you say it takes to cook the mackerel?
5 or 6 minutes, depends on the thickness of the fillets and the heat of the barbecue. So I don't think it'd take any more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You give it about 3 to 4 minutes either side, flip it over, and that really depends on the thickness. Smear it with oil so it won't stick, and don't be tempted to lift it too quick because fish will stick on the barbecue.
But you know, fellas, at a barbecue, they keep turning things over and over again.
Well, that's it, but don't be tempted to do that. Same with chicken, same with steaks. They'll seal in, and when they're sealed in, then you flip them over. You know, it does take a few minutes for that to happen.
It's just showing
so
off.
So it does. Oh, well, there might be a bit of that.
It's trying to pretend that we know what we're doing.
Well, you know, God loves a trier, isn't that right?
That's true.
But this is a lovely kind of two very simple recipes that people can make ahead. You can jazz them up, you can keep them as simple as you want to. And I suppose the mackerel is a little bit different. So
it is, I've never thought of it.
I think it's the first mackerel recipe we've done on your show.
I think you're probably right. When you caught the mackerel, did you deboning and all that? You did all that.
I bring that home, and so I would, and I'd fillet it and gut it and all that. Imelda would run a mile.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I would do that, no problem. And Connor would love it.
Really?
The gorier the better.
That's hilarious. He's on his way then to a career.
Well, hopefully. You never know.
Exactly. Well, now, just a reminder, lads, the first summer barbecue, we're calling it the Kofta Kebabs and the Barbecued Mackerel Baguette. That's a lovely thing. That'd be lovely for a bit of lunch.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Very nice now, with a nice bottle of minerals. bottle of tea. Taylor Keith.
That would be nice.
Taylor Keith. Listen, you're a pet.
Thank you, Nevin.
Thank you so much.
See you soon.
Don't forget, lads, you will.
See you next week.
Don't forget, lads, they're on the webpage, RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning. If you want to get those sorted out. So that's terrific. That's great.
And enjoy the barbecue.
Yeah, I will. It's going to be lovely. I'm just going to catch a fish now. Maybe just have
it. Your fishing rod.
Could end up being a barbecued baguette.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.